it's a big topic. We're not going to obviously talk about the whole thing, but just an introduction. There's a Gemara. I forgot to look up the Gemara. I think it's in Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's in Gita. I don't remember. I apologize. Maybe it's in Gita. The Gemara says that in the laning, before Rosh Hashanah, we always lay the Tochacha. A week and a half before Rosh Hashanah, we lay the Tochacha, because there's two Tochachas in the Torah, and the Gemara said we lay the Tochacha, there's a Tochacha in Vayikra, in the Kosai, and a Tochacha of Gisavo. Yeah. So the Tochacha to Gisavo is always laid about a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah. The Tochacha the Chukosai is always laid about a week and a half before Shruas. So they rush the parshas, whatever, they double it up to make sure you always get to a week and a half. You know, the week before Shruas is always, I think, by Midbar. Anyway, the Maisa, so the Gemara said that there's a Svara, because at the beginning of the year, there should always be a Klal at the beginning of the year. There's some mystical thing. Because it's before Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to have the Klal. So, in fact, the Gemara, Dishnema Rosh Hashanah, okay, it's before the year. But what's about Shavuos is not, where is the first year? So, Gemara said, because Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah, because you need them on pay our payers. Shavuos is one of, it says you need our parents. Very strange Gemara, because Sukkot is also needed our Mayan. Isaac, I think, is needed, I don't remember. I thought our Tfu, I think. So, you know what? So, why is it? Why that is Shuas? So, there's a Shula. The Shula quotes a Kabbalah Sefer. It's an early Kabbalah Sefer. I think the Talmud is Yaakov, who says as follows. And this is, everyone quotes this Shula. By color quotes, but everyone quotes it. The Shulah says that why is Rosh Hashanah the Yom Adin? Because the world was created in Rosh Hashanah. How do we know the world was created? Because we say so. So, right? Yom HaRas Olam? People know? He says, the world was created. So the idea of Rosh Hashanah is the day that the world was created, it becomes the Yom Adin. Because that makes sense. The day the world begins, when everything starts. So every year, it's okay, now we're starting again. So every day now you get the Yom HaDin to see how you did last year. And okay, now in the new beginning, how are you going to do this year? What's going to be for next year? You finish your year, you know. So the Yom HaDin is always at the end of the year or the beginning of the new year. So he's saying that there were two creations of the world. There was a creation of the world in the Gashmi world, which was created on Aleph Tishrei. But the Ruchnius world was created on when? No. On Zion Sivan. When you got the Torah. When the Torah was given. Right? Because then Har Sinai was when the Ruchnius world was created. So that means, what's wrong? That's something wrong? No? Okay, so the Ruchnius world was created on Shavuos, so therefore it makes sense that the Yom HaDin, there should be two Yom HaDins. When you're having a Yom HaDin on Gashmias, Mi Yichneh, Mi Yomis, that's Gashmias, so that's on Tishrei. But when you have a Yom HaDin on the Ruchnius, so that's on Shavuos. So what the Mishnah says, quoting this Kubo, that Shavuos is the Yom HaDin on Hatzlacha of learning Torah. Torah was given on Shavuos. There's a Yom HaDin on how much Siyata D'Shemayah you're going to get on your learning your Torah. That's on Shavuos. And when the Gemara says Shavuos is Nidin our Peres, the Gemara means Peres is a remnant to the Neshama. Torah is called Peres somewhere. So he said that's what it means. So that the Shavuos is a Yom HaDin. So there's a very, you know, it's a nine that we're judged on Shavuos, how much the after the Shemaya, you're going to get a good Chavrusa. Obviously, in order to succeed in learning, you need your own work. But you need Siyata D'Shemaya. You need a good Chavrusa, a good Rebbe. You got to be healthy. You know, so that's all judged on Shavuos.
So we're not there's no din for our Brachos and Roshana?
I don't know, but the Iker din of Brachos is on Shuas, that's what they say. I can't say that, no, I don't want to say that. But the Iker din, now, what they say, now the next step they say, is that just like Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei has Edel, now Edel is obviously Edel, there's a reason for Edel, because Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and it was Mispado, and that the Yisrael is that history repeats itself, but there's also a logic for Edel. It's that you need time to prepare for the Yom HaDin. So the Edel for Shavuos is what? Sphira, right? In other words, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave days to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Those days are the most mesugo for preparing. Those are Yimei Rachamim. So there are Yimei Rachamim before Shuas, and that's Edel. The Rav Chaim says the same thing, except he says it a little differently. He says it from a Kabbalistic standpoint of view. He says that the concept of Yom Tovim, and the Rav Chaim is that we said this many times, is that the Yontif is not a celebration. The Yontif is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a certain Kedusha on that date. And that Kedusha repeats itself. Tisha B'Av always repeats itself. Other repeats itself. Right? There's a certain Kedusha that date has, and that day, whatever happened on that day, continuously happens on the same day. That's the idea of Yom Tovim. So you have to take advantage, if we're trying to take advantage of the Kedusha that's in that day. That's why, you know, the same thing that we mentioned, the Beis HaLevi said, that it says that light served the Malach in Matzahs, because it was Pesach, right? The Malachim came. We say also on the Agad at the end, that was on Pesach. So it says in the Pasuk that Lot served the matzahs. Aye, but Pesach didn't happen yet, because the mystical koyach of Pesach was put, Hashem created, in knowing the future, that they want a Klal Yisrael to go out, so Hashem put certain koyches in Tezvav Nisan. And that kaifas was created on Sheshes Yimei Breshes. And it goes through all the Dairas. And Sheshes Mitzrayim, they used that kayak to be Yeti from Mitzrayim. But that kayak was there in the time of Lloyd also. The kayak is there today also. That's what Rav Chaim learns, everything. So he says that what happened during Sphira? What? No, because we're talking at the Raisa level. What happened on a Deraisa level? Because they went from, they were on Memtes Shari Tumah, and they had to reach to get the Torah, they had to reach Memtes Shari Kedusha. So they had a, so every day of Sphira, they went ahead and they did a tremendous thing. They got rid of a Memtes Shari Tumah, and they reached a Shari Kedusha. Very impressive in one day. So in order to do that, they had to have a special bracha. It says Hashem created a special Hasiyata Deshmaya, that in these 49 days, it's easy to move up from Shari Tumah to Shari Kedusha. So since the side of history repeats itself, so he says it's the same idea. In other words, that these 49 days are the most mesugo from moving from Shari Tumah to Shari Kedusha. You have in the, we don't say in the yeshiva, but you say in the Yehi Ratzon after Sfiras Omer, right? It says, people say this, Yiratzin. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry. Atos Yibesano, this word, Spirit's Omer, Kidei Letaharenu, Mikliposenu, Mitubosenu. The purpose of the Spirit is Mitayra. That's what he's saying here. We go up from the Memtes Shari Tumah to Shari Tumah. Okay.
How
many
like we do on L or anything?
Okay, I don't know. They made it differently, but the concept is that it's.
What does it mean to like be matar yourself?
You have certain. I don't know exactly, but there's memtesh, there's certain tumah. We're all into a certain amount of tumah. There's kedusha, so you can get rid of your tumah and reach the level of kedusha.
If you work on it.
You work on it. So these days, Klal Yisrael were obligated to reach memtesh shari kedusha. They obviously worked on themselves. Therefore, but it's not so easy to work on yourself. So Hashem created days where it's easier to be successful. So that, since the Ramchal says history, so anyway, it's the same. There's a story. I could find, regretfully, finding a sefer in my house is very difficult. But there's a sefer about Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, I'm not sure, there are two from Rabbi Yosef Chaim. One is called Isha Machoima. The other one is, so there's two of the Sfarim. I don't remember which one it was in. So it says, and he was a boy. A boy means like 13, 14, not very old. He was learning in Europe. Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld was one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, the Nifter of Rabbi El 1930, 1940. But he was in Europe, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was one of the leaders of Eretz Yisrael in the turn of the 1900s. So it says that he was learning in Europe, and he got sick, and whatever, but they got to a doctor, and the doctor said that his body is very weak, whatever, and he needs to take a rest. He needs to take a break from yeshiva for a week or whatever to rest up, to get his energy back. Sure enough, the next day, he's back in yeshiva. So his rabbi went over to him and says, you know, very nice, you're a masmid, but there's a mitzvah deraisa, a chiyuv, shmarat misnaf shoseichem. If the doctor told you that you need a rest, you have to take a rest. You shouldn't be coming back to yeshiva. So Rabbi Zonenfeld, this 14-year-old boy, said, of course I'm going to listen to the doctor, but not taking my break during Sfira. You know, Sfira is not the time to take a break. After Shavuos, I'll take the week off, but not during Sfira. Sfira, you can't take a break. These are a day of learning in Sfira is worth, so to speak, two of a day of learning after Sfira. So I'm not gonna waste a day at Sfira to rest up. Anyway, so the Maisa, Sfira is an important time. We have to take advantage of Sfira. The in Kelm, the minig was, it's not the minig in the yeshiva, but the Kelm minig was that there are Memchas Rosh Hashanah and Miklis Man. Right? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the sixth parak. The Torah is Niklis in 48 different ways. So they work every day in Sfira. They picked a different way and they worked on it. And then on the last day, they chazered all 48. That was their minig. I don't know what people will do it today. But that was in Kelm. But the Maisa, the idea is that you're supposed to work during Sfira on improving, especially your learning and your ruchnias, whatever. And it's apparently it's more misugah. It's easier to attain that than in other days of the year. Okay. The shayla is, should I show off my kabbalah?
Yes.
I want to show off my kabbalah because I'm about Gaiva. But I don't know anything about kabbalah. But I'll show off my kabbalah anyway. I always had a kasha on this thing. Is that according to this, you saw that they're on Chau, that they were on Mem. It's not in the Gemara. Everyone knows that classroom is right on Mem Teshari Tumah. But it's no such Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. It's not even in the Medrash. It's from the Zohar. It's not in the they are meant to be for a kabbalah. Now you're here. And according to Ramchal, they're moving up every day. So that means that on the seventh day, they were still on the 42nd Shar Tumah. So my kasha always was, how in the world could they have Kriyas Yamsuf? Because the pasuk Chazal say, and this everyone agrees, Ra Shivcha Shabayam. Which means the simple shot is that even the lowest of Klai Yisrael was on such a high madrega that they had the greatest nevuah, even greater than Yechezko, who saw the Kaddish, 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 whatever. But according to the Ramchal, they're still on 42nd Shari Tumah. So how could they go ahead and be on such a high madrega to see such an amazing nevuah? So I actually asked this to him a couple. I met an expert on the Kubel. Don't ask me how. I went right to Rav Gamliel, and I asked, and he told me to speak to someone else, whatever. So because Rav Gamliel didn't speak, whatever. So I didn't ask him to go and ask something else. He sent me to a Kubel, someone who was his co, he says, in his yeshiva, there's an American. So his name was Rav Shragi. I don't know his last name either. So here's my kobo. So I asked him this question. So he said as follows. And I saw later in some svarim something similar. So then he said that in the Kabbalah svarim explained that Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, it wasn't because the Egyptians had such a physical power. There were millions of Klal Yisrael that could have just, it was a mystical thing. They were enslaved, Paro with Kishuv, whatever, but they had a mystical hold on Klal Yisrael, basically because they were on Memphis Shari Tumah. The Tumah of Klal Yisrael made them stuck in Mitzrayim. In order for Klal Yisrael to get out of Mitzrayim, they had to reach already the level of Memphis Shari Kedusha, just to get out of Mitzrayim. So the part of the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a gift, that in order to get them out of Mitzrayim, he took them out of Memphis Shari Tumah, and gave them Memphis Shari Kedusha. Right at Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if they already have Memphis Shari Kedusha, so why do they have to work during Sira? There's a sense it's a gift, so the aside is, if you don't work on something, it's either come, either go. So Klal Yisrael reached Memphis Shari Kedusha, but mitzad themselves, they deserved to be on Memphis Shari Tumah. And therefore, it was very easy for them to revert back to Memphis Shari Tumah. So during Svira, they were obligated to work as if they're still in the Shari Tumah, and now to be kind of themselves, not that they should get it through the gifts. So they were really, the whole time, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah HaTaira, they were on Memphis Shari Kedusha, because they received that gift at Yetzias Mitzrayim. When they got to Kriyas Yam Suf, they're still on Memphis Shari Kedusha. But since it's external, it was an external gift, so they were liable to lose it, so they had to work on moving from Shari Tumah to Shari Kedusha.
If I don't have a midah, how could I work on getting rid of it?
Right. Okay, because you have the Bekaya. That's what he said. That's what he told me. That's what Mr. Shragi told me. And I
saw
this Fas Emes as something similar.
Meaning it's not that you go to zero and then you go up. It's that if you go from 48, you're already on the first level of Kedusha?
No, he says that each day, the Ramchal says, each day they went from one Shari Tumah to one Shari Kedusha. They worked on that area, on that Midah. It's not 48 Shari Tumahs and then 48 Shari Kedusha. They're parallel. There's 49 different areas. 49, not 49, I said, well, there's 49 different areas. You can be Kaddish or Tummy in that area. So on each day,
it's not like level, because they're all in the same.
They're parallel. Yeah. They're not 98 levels. It's 49 come into that. Anyway, that's what he said. That's what Shrakin said. And I saw it later. Not the whole thing. What? To do that. There is, they got Shari Kedusha right away, but they have to. But they didn't work for it, so that would have lost. They would have lost it in a month, 2 months, 3 months. So now they have to work at it. So they have to see after the Shema, you have to work at it, and that was fear. Okay, that's my kabbal. I'm showing off my kabbal. Anyway, that's all I know. I don't even know Reb Shai Guy's last name.
Anyway.
I hope he knows his last name. His name is Ashraq. Ashraq. Anyway, so the mice, he's American. He's one of the Shivas in the Shira Ghat Mukubon. But I don't know his name. Anyway, so the mice, where are we holding? Oh, so we're saying this. So Svira, you have to work on going and learning. So that's all I wanted to say. So I wanted to give a few examples, but the idea is that in Svira, there's a million things you can say on growing and learning. I once, when we first started Musar Vadim, so I asked a big Gadol Eretz Yisrael, the Zeido Epstein, what topic we should talk about in Musar Vadim, and he said every Musar Vadim you should talk about learning Torah. He said there's enough to talk about Torah. You can keep it all. We go a whole year discussing learning Torah, because time of Torah is a yikar. So we can talk a lot of Torah. But the ma'aseh, let's just quickly say a few quick little things. I added the Shmuel Shabbos, which we said, I think, was a very nice to hear. Even I don't know if it's right, but it was a nice to hear. We were basically saying that the reason why people don't get excited about Lashon Hara, because they don't view it as such a terrible aveira, is because Lashon Hara, we view it as a sichli. Makes sense. It's an aveira because you're hurting him. News, how much am I hurting him? But came along the Chofetz Chaim, and that Rasvita is a Frank, and he said that the Iker Lashon Hara is not because you're hurting him. You're hurting him is only what makes that a Lashon Tumah. But the Iker Aveira is that you is something not sickly. It's a mystical Aveira that you spoke in your mouth a Dover Tumah. So once it's something that it's mystical, you understand, you can get a little bit, take it much more serious, in a sense. The same thing is with learning Torah. Because he really said that, the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, in that piece, if you read it, he says, just like Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, because it's with your pet, and the greatest mitzvahs are done with your pet, that's why Lashon Hara is Keneged Kulam Yavayis. So Talmud Torah is not a logical thing that we learn so we should know. We keep on saying this. The purpose of learning is not to know. It's a nice thing to know. But the main verb, let's say the guy's senile, or a guy knows everything already, or a guy, there's no smarim, so all he can do is chazer, the ABC, he can chazer, and he knows it already. There's still a mitzvah to learn. Because a mitzvah to learn is to learn. And says the Chofetz Chaim, the mitzvah is because you're saying it with your pet. Right? That's what that Chofetz Chaim said. Because the greatest mitzvah is with your pet. So what that means, it's just a very important thing, that many, many, many people, including myself very often, we were taught, I remember one of my teachers in elementary school, in high school, don't read, they would scream, I remember the teacher screaming at me, don't read with your lips. It's not good, you're supposed to read with your eyes. When you're reading, because you move much faster, don't mouth the words when you read it. But that is wrong when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because if you read with your eyes, then you're not fulfilling Talmud Torah in the highest level.
Why not? Animals can either think.
Okay, but the Chofetz Chaim said, if you look there, he said it's because it's a speech. He said, Lashon Hara is because
he said it makes us separate from animals.
Yeah, but that's what I said. But Amaisa, he said because of speech. He said that beferish. And he said the pausing is that when it says that a person became with the neshama, the Ulkana says, Nevesh Mamalada, that he speaks. And the biggest raya is from the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, halacha lemaisa, that you don't make Berchas HaTorah if you're learning thinking. And if you wake up in the morning and you didn't make Berchas HaTorah yet, you're not allowed to learn. But you're allowed to think and learning. But you're not allowed to talk and learning. So that's why your hands are dirty. You didn't make a Berachas HaTorah. You're lying in bed. You didn't make a Berachas HaTorah yet. And whatever reason, you can't get up and wash your hands. But you don't want to battle. So of course you should be thinking and learning. But you can't, you're allowed to do that if you didn't make Berachas HaTorah. If you would be talking and learning, you wouldn't be allowed. You have to make Berachas HaTorah. So that means that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the bracha is on the mitzvah.
You're allowed to listen
because that's also here, yeah. But the bracha, the ikar mitzvah, because the bracha goes on the ikar mitzvah, is only if you speak. Now, they say that there are certain thinking, the pshat is that because you need it for the thing, when you're doing iyun, so you can't speak, so then it's considered like you speak. Also, when you're learning with a chavrusa, because it's shomea ka'ayna, it's like you speak. But the ma'isa, if you could speak and you don't, if you're reading a piece of Gemara and you just read it with your eyes, I'm not saying you're not Yaisi Talmud Torah. Of course you're Yaisi Mitzvah. The Gra argues with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra says you do make a Berachas HaTorah on hearing. That's for the record. He says you're not allowed to learn be hearing either without Berachas HaTorah. The Gra brings a raya because there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says the Gisa ba Yama Valaida. The Gisa means in your head. But other people bring a raya against the Gra because it says they divide the bump. And they say once it's positive, so they learn Parshat Shad that there's different levels. Yisro Yamalai, that's a Drabalan Pasuk. And Gidar Tabam is a Derisa Pasuk. I don't know. Anyway, the Maisa, there's definitely a mitzvah in your head. A very, 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 very big mitzvah. But the biggest mitzvah of learning much is when you speak it out. And that's right. It goes from not needing Berachas HaTorah to needing Berachas HaTorah, where it goes to what the Chafetz Chaim said, because there's a mystical component of speaking. So the first thing is almost Chazal, is we sit and learn all day, but we are, some people, including myself sometimes, we get into a habit of learning with our eyes. And that's, you know, why should we lose out on the better mitzvah? So it's like it's sometimes you just got to get into the habit. You get into the habit of doing it, you just, your whole life, you'll get a bigger mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
And you don't see the effects of life. It's going to be retarded. You don't see this mystical thing. The world's changing.
That's right. You don't see it. That's what I was saying with Lashon Hara. The reason why it's hard for us, because we think about it logically. And logically, we don't think about it, but learning is really a mystical thing. So it's mystical, it's turning the Kedusha, and the Kedusha depends on the speaking. So an Eitz HaTayva is without even increasing your time in learning, it's just if you verbalize while you're learning, it's bigger.
You need to hear what you're saying.
Yes, I think so. The second thing I wanted to say, also the same idea, where it's like not even making it hard to learn, just not to, once we're learning, let's do it right. There's a sefer here, Maisa Ish. These are stories about the Chazon Ish. Now, there's a story here that follows. They quote the idea, but they tell a story. Rav Meir Monk, I don't know who that is. He says he was a Yeret in Cheder. Cheder, he says, Kitavav. Kitavav is around 12 years old, before Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah is usually Kitav Zayin. Or Kita Ches, right? Eighth grade usually Bar Mitzvah. So Kita Vav is 12, 11. So he was in 10 over 11 years old. And the Malamed, Rav Nochem Goldschmidt, took the class to the Chazon Ish. Okay. And the Chazon Ish gave them a Bechina. He says, after the Bechina, the kids were leaving, the Chazon Ish said, I want to tell you one thing. So what would you think? You're the Chazon Ish, the God of Adon. You got these very receptive 11, 12 years old. You want to tell them the most important one message to stay with them that they heard from the God of Adon. I can imagine what I would say. The Chazon Ish told them. I don't know, but not what the Chazon Ish said. The Chazon Ish told them, be Zoyer, be careful. Shalom, the gods from the Kaimis, I'm a Chuslim, Shabbat. Be careful not to touch the places in the body that are covered without washing your hands. Because if you do that and you learn, you don't succeed in learning. You can't succeed in learning Torah. That is, if you scratch your head like this, but without your hands, right? Or you scratch the other part of your body, the Chazon Ish held over your elbow. The Chazon Ish held over your elbow. Is there any problem? So he says, that mystical thing, like again, Torah is mystical. So he says, I'm not saying you're not getting a mitzvah Talmud Torah if you learn, but he says you won't succeed with that learning.
What about other things that cause people to yell?
Okay, maybe, I don't know.
Do you have to
die with the curse? No, you don't need a curse. But that's a mystic, so it's a scary thing. It's a simple solution. Here we're sitting, imagine you're sitting and learning Seder for 3 hours, right? You're sitting afternoon Seder. And meanwhile, you scratch your head. Right? Tie your shoelace, whatever. Then you're going to sit 3 hours. So you're getting, I'm not saying chas v'shalom that 3 hours is wasted, but you're not getting your money's worth. You're going to sit for 3 hours on learning, and the Chazon Ish is saying that you're going to have shichas ha-tayri. You're not going to remember anything. You're not going to get siyata d'shmaya because Torah is Kedusha. And you can't get Kedusha when you're tame.
Is Dafka forgetting things or for success in learning?
I don't know. He says, in here he says, you'll forget your learning. So you're chicken. You know, I don't know. The same thing. If you forget your learning, you're not succeeding.
Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah also say?
Yeah, but this was to me a bigger chiddush. Because this is like an 11-year-old kid. Come on, you know. I have a little Rahman, it's 11, you go, kid, what are you going to tell him? Don't you have anything else to tell him? You know? But when he comes to 30 years old, I'll tell him, be careful. But that is the chazonish. So it, in meat, it's pretty important. So guys should, you know, it's. I was trying to think of things that are not particular, like broad, that you can. They're like an easy thing to do, and it can change your whole learning. So we're careful in being nizer in where we touch, you know, or if you do touch there, to wash your hands. So it's a beginning. Yeah, from a faucet.
If you touch what? Your
you touch an area that's covered, which means under your, over your elbows, under your shirt, your scalp, not your hair.
Your mouth,
not
your collar.
What no, your mouth you can touch.
Like, are they comedied,
I don't know, your neck is not covered.
Maybe this comedied Menachi work?
Yes, but it's better to use water, though, if you can. So because right here, we have water right in the base medish.
Stop learning.
Comedied Menachi, I tell you the truth, it works, but I don't exactly know how you do it, because...
Your,
you know, weird, how do you get in between the fingers? Okay, so I think you should go and just use the water. Anyway, okay, I want to wait. I want to say one last thing.
Are all the guys going to become like OCD now? Like, we're all just going to be running around to sinks and
sitting
and learning all day? Like,
oh, you're bounding. Why is it? Why not OCD?
I don't know. Like, I feel like people are going to, like,
first, I'm not saying that. Saying I didn't say it's not. You're not learning. Actually, learning. It's just you want to get your bang for your buck. So if you want to get your bang for your buck, so one of you should try and verbalize it. Now, if you're learning with a chavrusa, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't say learning with just shemayim. So you know, be like your chavrusa. But if you're meeting yourself and you should have tire of hands, okay. I don't know. I don't think you can be on solo.
Should you make sure that you don't learn solo to apply to the guy next to you?
I don't know. Use your judgment. Chia Baumlisa, yes. Anyway, last thing I just wanted to say, and then I'll let you people go, is the most obvious thing. And that is, the most obvious thing is to learn. Right? Which means we say, you got to the loma chosa time. You have to learn. So the question is that I'm learning. So the question is, if the at least we should try during Sfira to learn a little more. So how can we learn a little more? Basically, Seder is all day, and there is no time to learn more. So what's recommended is a person should sometime make a cheshbon hanefesh and go through the day and think about where and see if he can find, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes more, because it's just like by tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, with the hashkafa that we quote from Rabbi Yisrael, Rishiva, is that you want to make a beginning. When you make a beginning, you become like a baal tshuva. So it's a very big thing, right? That was, we said that, I think, in Rosh Hashanah. You take a first step. So that's what Rishiva said, you're in the ballpark of Asa tshuva. Right? You don't remember that? No one remember that? Okay, too bad. So it's the same thing, if this is the same gather, so you want to be in the ballpark of going up. So a person should try during Sfira to go up a little bit. It could just be a minute, 5 minutes. Not talking about going up 5 hours. That may be not realistic. So if you could, what a person should try and do is go through the day and see if he can find a slot, which is wasting time. Could be after Ma'ariv, there's a 5 minutes, you know, I can go learn Mishnah's Yomi, 5 minutes. It could be after, at the end of Mishnah Berurah Seder, instead of waiting in line for Errol to make the bread, I'll come 3 minutes later, and I'll wait less in line, you know, so you won't get the first toast, you know, not really, they'll run out of toast, I don't think. You know, it could be you find some other time, you know, maybe you...
Isn't
it better
focus on
Ian Seder?
Yeah.
Ian Seder is important too. Yeah, if you can find time, yeah, that's true too. If you make your cheshbon, go through your day, and if you find that you're bottling a nice amount in Seder, then work on that. Realize, why am I bottling? It's because my chavrus is a big bottler, so drop it. Or it could be that the table next to me are big bat on them, and I get drawn in, so then change your seat. Right? And other than Achinami, you have to figure out. Okay, anything. I didn't say, I was saying, I was being general. I said you should take your day, go spend one time during Busser Seder, go through the day and analyze it. Okay, I wake up at this time. Where are the pockets of time wasted? 7:30 to, you know, the davening. Maybe during davening there's wasting time. You know, when I first came here, there was a tremendous wasting of time after the chakras, because the high school used to give all their announcements after chakras. And I made a protest. I don't know if anyone remembers anymore, because it was 20 years ago. That the base medics don't have to hear all the high school rules, you know. So now they give most of the announcement during after mincha. But they used to, if they announce it all anymore, I don't know. But they used to have 10 minutes announcements after chakras of all the high school things. So assuming that would be happening, so you should be learning during those announcements. Now, Baruch Hashem, that's a patoy. But you should go through the day, find the pockets if you can find. Now, again, I'm not trying to say I'm going to get screamed at. I'm going to go, right, it's going to say I'm going to be OCD. I'm going to go crazy. I can't handle it. So I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying, just find 5 minutes. Okay? Find 5 minutes, okay? So you won't be OCD if you find 5 minutes. Chazar Shah's a great thing you can't learn. But if you're Chazar Shah before the Chazar, let's say you finished the class before everyone else. There was a guy, Yitzhak Charner. I quoted him last week about something. I don't remember what. I know what I quoted. But he said he was a big Bucky in Tanakh. And he said, because he finished Shmona Esrei before the Shishiva, and every time he had to wait for Shiva, and while we wait for Shiva, he used to learn Tanakh. So he used to read Tanakh very well from the waiting for the Rosh Hashiva. There is such a thing. What? Because Tanakh was easy. It's like we're cooking. So, you know, you would do it for, you know, two or three psukim a day. You have to do the same thing. Okay. I'm not saying that. Maybe we'll try a different Busser back. Okay.
Which is better?
It's easier quantity. Quality is better, but quantity is easier. So I started off with the easy ones. Quantity, obviously, quality is better. Because the quality, yes. Okay, you should kayak everyone. I would not have thought so. But it still shows. I mean, I tell you the truth, that I would talk into, I would say that either, even now, because I think our kids are so crazy, you know, we have to teach them to believe in God, you know, like, you know. But the Maisa, the fact that the Chazon Ish, one thing he told him, it still shows how important it is. I said it like a smooth, like this. Chazon Ish, no.